this morning at 11 o'clock in New Orleans. The gates to the Fairgrounds racetrack will open for the 37th Annual Jazz and Heritage Festival. Hundreds of thousands are expected to attend the music celebration over the next 2 weeks to hear rhythm and blues, jazz, more than 40 gospel singers, harmony groups, and choirs. This year's festival, the first since Katrina, has adopted the motto, Witness the Healing Power of Music. Nowhere will this be more evident than in the festival's gospel tent. Music journalist Ashley Kahn spoke with two men who helped create what is considered the heart and non-denominational soul of New Orleans Jazz Fest.
I said, Jesus.
Jazz Fest is part of the rhythm of life in New Orleans, one of the vital signs of a city in recovery. Festival director Quint Davis feels that its most popular stage provides an accurate measure of the city's health.
The gospel tent, probably more than any other, is the beacon as to what's happening with the community, particularly the black community. Because in order to have a gospel tent, you have to have a community. You have to have churches. You have to have people. A lot of people up there will have lost everything and be struggling to come back. And when they come in there, they talk about having church. So it's not a church, but it's a place where you have church.
Can I take y'all to church for a moment? Or can we go to church for a little while longer?
It was early, y'all, one morning, right about the break of day.
As long as there has been a jazz fest, there has been a gospel tent. Since 1970, it has presented legends like Mahalia Jackson, Shirley Caesar, and the Dixie Hummingbirds. But almost all of the groups have been homegrown, as heard on these live recordings from 1996.
Gospel music is an enormous, probably the largest musical tradition, bigger than jazz. In the black community.
Davis was only 23 years old when he put together New Orleans' first Jazz and Heritage Festival.
At that time, 1970, not many white people had seen black gospel in its full glory. So we got kind of on a little mission there to bring gospel down to the front of the bus, as we called it.
Last stop! Wow! The gospel tent.
Wow.
The gospel tent we had in the first year was basically a 10 by 20 foot canopy, pole tent, no sides, no stage, no sound system, an upright piano in the grass. Somehow Sherman, you know, got with us and said, I'll get the groups for you.
Sherman is New Orleans' own gospel legend, Sherman Washington.
I think that was the best thing in my life. I've been doing this for, I think, around close to 38 years, I'm sorry. God's wake is very strong and powerful. It's in the music and it comes down in the gospel tent.
Bring me up in the monitor.
Wake up!
I think it's time for everybody to get up. You know what I'm saying?
Wake up!
Are you ready? Are you ready out there?
Wake up!
But even God's work can hit a few bumps.
Here we go.
Especially when it comes to the separation of church and the state of partying that takes place outside the gospel tent.
A few times, I had a little conflict with some ministers saying that, you know, that people were bringing liquor into the gospel tent. But it wasn't nothing to do no damage.
We all get to heaven. We're going to sing and shout. We're going to have a good time. Yes, we are.
Today's gospel tent can hold up to 1,500 people. That it's consistently packed is a testament to the universal appeal of a music that reaches people of all beliefs.
Gospel music can move everybody because there is absolutely nothing between what is in their soul and what comes out of their instrument.
All of us, we looking up to the same God.
At the age of 80, Washington continues to run the gospel tent and still leads a group whose harmonies reach back to the a cappella roots of modern gospel music.
Brother
Moses spoke the water, and the children on the Passover.
My group named Zion Harmonizers, and we were the first one singing at the gospel tent.
Brother Moses spoke the water, and the children on the Passover.
Yeah, man, we've been there for around 6 to 7 years. I'm the only one left that's still alive in the group.
I asked Sherman Washington, after all of his years of singing, to name his favorite gospel tune.
Never Alone, that's my favorite. No, never alone.
He promised never to leave me. Never, never, never to leave me alone.
I'm right at 80 years old now, and I still love it. But I know God's going to let me keep the health and strength to keep going. God is still in charge. Wow.
Jazz Fest fans often use the word pilgrimage when speaking of attending the annual 2-week celebration in New Orleans. And the gospel tent is a big reason why. It's a festival within a festival, presenting music that has always been uplifting and that is now being called on to help heal a city.
When I step in the water, and the water was so good.
Ashley Kahn is the author of the soon-to-be-published book, The House That Train Built, The Story of Impulse Records. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation archives contributed much of the material heard here.
Come on, say it. No, I've been changed. I found some church folks out there.
You can hear more New Orleans gospel music and peek into the gospel tent at our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Pick it up, 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 pick it up. Come on, all over me.